Okay, so we're talking about the privileges that the church age believer has in the plan of God.
So 我们刚刚在谈说这个教会时期的这个基督徒呢，有一些什么样的优势跟特权？
Yeah, but we'll see that with privileges that you get, also becomes greater responsibilities.
但是我们也要理解，就是我们得到这些特权，我们也就会得到一些责任。
So we have some examples here. Let's just have a look at these. So the first one here, you can look at this one. Okay, so for example, every believer in Jesus Christ in the church age possesses two royal positions.
好，我们要知道，就是不管是特权或者是也就是责任，哈，这一体两面的。那所以第一件事情呢，在教会时期呢，每一个耶稣基督的信徒都会拥有两个王室的职位。
Yeah, so you have your priesthood. Now, as a priest, that means that you can have a relationship, a direct personal relationship with God.
第一个呢，就是我们会成为祭司的职分，就是这祭司呢，就是针对上帝，我们可以跟上帝有直接的交流。
And then you have what's called the ambassadorship. And ambassadorship means you're representing Jesus Christ to other people.
而第二个职分呢，就是大使的职分。这个大使呢，是指我们呢，是代表神来对人啊，有一个互动的关系。Yeah,
so we have the word represent. Now, in the Old Testament, you have priests. Priests would represent, they would be the representative between man and God.
在旧约时代呢，都会有祭司哈。这个祭司的角度呢，就是他能够成为人跟神之间交流的管道。Yeah,
so they were responsible, for example, for teaching the Mosaic law, especially about when they do the sacrifices. They would bring in the animal sacrifices, and the priests were supposed to teach about that as well, and to say what this represents. This represents the coming Savior that God will provide for you.
而祭司在旧约时代呢，他也扮演了教导的责任，就是他要教导人，包括这个献祭的意义，比如说当人拿着这个这些牲畜来献祭给神的时候，他其实尤其是那个羔羊的献祭，其实他也代表的是献上了这个耶稣基督来代替我们的罪的这个概念，这都是祭司他要教导人的。
So right from the garden, whenever they had animal sacrifices, they were always representative of the cross. Every sacrifice, actually, is representative of the cross, what Jesus did on the cross.
而我们也要理解，就是所有的这个献祭，它都代表着耶稣基督上十字架的概念。
They would have different kinds of animal sacrifices, and the rituals would change a little bit. So different aspects regarding the theology, or the propitiation of God.
我们也知道献祭有很多种类，献祭不同的动物，它都有不同的意义，都有不同的面向。But
yeah, that was the job of the priests. And the people that would have, maybe they'd done a sin before God, they would have to bring, it could be an animal, even doves. If you didn't have any money, God would say, well, that's not a problem, just bring a small bird. You can bring the bird for the sacrifice.
而这个献祭的这个仪式呢，其实 不同人的状况不一样，就算没有钱的人，他就可以献一个小小的一个一只鸟也都可以。所以这个里面，神是认为不论是什么样的阶层的人，他都可以有一个做献祭的这个认罪的一个效果。Now
we don't have to do that anymore because we were made in union. The baptism, this is the baptism, we were put into union with Jesus Christ. See, we don't need a priest anymore because we are in Jesus Christ. He is the high priest and we are in Jesus Christ. So we become priests.
而我们现在新约时期的这个信徒呢，我们不需要再做这样子的献祭，因为我们已经是在基督里，我们与基督成为一体，而基督是我们最大的祭司。 所以我们就变成了祭司，我们有祭司的职分，可以来完全的可以跟神沟通。Yeah,
in the book of Hebrews, and you start off in about chapter 7, 8, 9, the writer of Hebrews uses the word that Jesus is the high priest.
在希伯来书7章、8章、9章里面都有特别讲说，耶稣基督呢是祭司中最大的。
Now, he's not a priest of the Levitical priests. He's not the priest during the Mosaic Law time, because they had to be from the tribe of Levi, and Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. So that's why the writer of Hebrews had to say that Jesus, he wasn't a priest from the Levi tribe, but he was as in the following the image of Melchizedek. Remember the king Melchizedek?
在这个希伯来书里面说呢，耶稣基督呢，他的职分不是利未人的职分，而是来自麦基洗德的职分，所以他基本上是一个王。
Okay, so but you can read about that in the book of Hebrews.
所以你们可以看希伯来书七八九章。
But the important application for us is that when we were baptized into union with Jesus Christ, we became high priest. Well, we became priests in our high priest, so we're in union with him.
所以当我们受洗，好圣灵的洗，好之后呢，我们就与耶稣一体，那我们就成为了最高祭司。So
we don't actually need to go to another priest.
所以我们已经不需要再去另外找一个祭司。
Yes, and a lot of religions, especially look at the older religions, but even the Catholic religion, they say if you want to confess your sins, you know, you have to go and tell your sins to somebody else, and they will represent you before God.
很多的其他的那些宗教啊，都还是认为说，哎，我们的人是不足以去面对神的。像比如说天主教，都还是用神父那样的祭司的行为来让我们去跟神父认罪，跟神父忏悔。 然后这样的由神父去跟神直接联络，这个其实是已经是旧约时代的方法。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 9 mentions this word that we are priests in the royal family of God.
彼得前书二章第五节跟第九节就有讲到说，我们基本上就是那个大祭司。
Okay, so but that brings a responsibility as well. See, we're priests, and to be a priest is actually a responsibility.
所以我们要知道呢，我们是祭司之后呢，不只是一个很厉害的职分，同时也是一个很大的责任。So
it means that you need to know how to pray properly. See, a priest was responsible for praying for people, for naming the sins, for example, and you know, for having this very intimate relationship with God. So you need to know what those responsibilities are.
而我们因为成为这样的大祭司，所以我们是跟神的关系是非常亲密的。啊，我们是可以，也可以为别人代祷的。Yeah,
and priests had to sanctify themselves first. So before they could do their priestly duties, it was a very involved process. They have to kill the bull, they had to take the blood, they put it into the over the ark to make themselves clean. They had to be clean to perform their duties.
我们要了解，在过去的时代，祭司是需要非常的圣洁，他才能够去面见神的。所以他们常常都是要宰了这个动物的，然后用动物的血来洗净他们的罪，然后确定他们都没犯罪的情况下，才能去见神。Remember,
in the Holy of Holies, the priest would take the blood from the animals into what they call the Holy of Holies, the inner tent place. And they would pour the blood over the ark.
在旧约时代的这些祭司，他们是要带着那个血，动物的献祭的血，到至圣所，就是圣所里面的最里面的那一间至圣所去。Yeah,
and there was the sons of Aaron actually. You remember the story in the Holy of Holies? The sons died inside there. If they didn't know their duties properly, they would die inside the Holy of Holies.
在亚伦，就是那个摩西的哥哥，当大祭司的时候，他的两个儿子呢，就是因为没有按照对的程序仪式，然后进到至圣所以后，就立刻被神杀死。So
you have a responsibility to make sure that you're holy when you're using your position as a priest.
所以当我们从这个过去旧约的这个学习里面可以理解到，当我们成为一个大祭司的职分的时候，我们在做祭司的职分的时候，我们必须是非常圣洁的。So
for example, every time you go into prayer, before you pray, you need to name your sins to God the Father.
就像我们每一次在祷告前，一定要对神先认罪、认错，把这个罪洗清，好。 等于是耶稣宝血遮盖等等，让我们成为一个洁净圣洁的状况，才来做这个祷告。
And when you're before the throne of grace, see Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 talks about come to the throne of grace in prayer. And when you're speaking to God in prayer, you can't just say blasphemous prayers. You can't just say anything you want. You have to make sure that your words and your thoughts are in line with God's holiness.
希伯来书的四章十六节也有教导我们呢，就是当我们在祷告的时候，我们的应该说我们的意念跟我们的用字都是符合神心意的，这是很重要的祷告。
Right, because if you don't pray properly, or even if your motivation is wrong, maybe you're praying for something because you want to be famous, or you want to be rich, or you want to have lots of girlfriends or something, you know, whatever your motivation is, God, make me win the lottery, I'll give all the money to church. But God knows you're lying, you know, that you're going to keep the money for yourself or something. These prayers are going to be punished by God.
So we're very careful in prayer, if we're praying for wrong prayers,就好像说你说啊神啊请你这个让我中乐透啊，我会把所有的钱都捐出来什么的，可是神完全知道你不会，所以这就叫做妄求。然后如果说啊我希望有很多的这个女朋友哈，那这个更不符合神心意的，就是这些很不恰当的这种欲望变成了你的祷告的时候呢，神是会来处罚你。
Yeah, because when you're praying as a priest, you're in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Literally, like you're in the throne room of God. You're in this very holy presence. And now you're praying for blasphemous things. God's, he's not going to accept that.
你要知道哈，我们在祷告的时候，我们其实是在基督里祷告。而基督呢，耶稣呢，是坐在神的右手边。坐在天父的右手边，所以我们好像是，其实我们在祷告的时候，就好像在那个至圣所里面，那个伟大的王座面前对神说话。那你想想看，如果我们所祷告的内容是完全是来自我们很罪性的这种欲望所做的祷告的话，神是不会听的，而且有可能会处罚我们。
So as you can see, being a priest is a great privilege, but there's great responsibility.
所以我们才讲说，这个成为一个大祭司的职分呢，在的确是一个很大的这个头衔、特权，但同时也是很大的一个责任。
And to be an ambassador, you know, to use the other example we have here, you're an ambassador. You're representing Jesus Christ to your fellow man, to other people.
讲到大使的职分呢，那我们又是代表神，好来为我们旁边的这些朋友们，好做这个神的代表人。
Yeah, can you imagine an ambassador? Maybe they come from England to Taiwan, and then you know, he's sloppily dressed, and he gets off the plane, and he hasn't shaved, and then the prime minister, the president of Taiwan, is there to meet them off the plane. How's it going to look?Oh, actually, that's not a good example. I should say they're coming to Thailand, for example.
Why you can't make this change?
Well, because this is going to other places. I think we don't need to change this. Okay.
But actually, there's another story. I think is quite good. Pastor Rick. Uh-huh. Went to South America, some country I don't remember, and he asked the American.United States ambassador, mm-hmm. What's the most difficult thing to be the ambassador for the USA in this country, maybe uh-huh. in Brazil? He said, you know, I am 24 hours on duty. Right. Because even though in the midnight I have to buy something in a convenience store, I still have to dress up like an ambassador.
Oh, okay, that's a good example.
Yeah, I think it's really...amazing, because when we become an ambassador for God, people watch us all the time, mm-hmm. say whether you are behaving yourself all right. the time.
Well, you can now translate to Chinese.
那个华里克牧师他有一次讲到说他问一个在中南美洲的一个美国大使那个美国大使他问他说你可以告诉我你的工作里面最困难的是什么吗然后这个大使就跟他说 我最大的困难就是我24小时里面每天没有一刻我可以不做美国大使，因为我就算是半夜要出去买一个东西，所有人都看着我是美国大使，我都不可能是用一个很随便的样子出去的，所以他基本上是没有时间，不是他没有时间可以下班，他永远都在他的工作上，所以对于我们基督徒来讲也是有这个问题啊。 因为别人知道我们是基督徒，他们随时看着我们，就说：“哎，你这个基督徒怎么做这样的事？”他们就会马上就会来认为这是基督徒代表我们不是好的基督徒，甚至会认为说基督徒就是根本就是很烂的。所以变成我们必须很小心的，随时都知道我们要代表的是谁。
Okay, so again, with privilege, you have these responsibilities as well.
好，所以呢。 这就是我们当我们有特权的时候，我们也有我们的职责。
Okay, let's move on to the next line, I guess. Talking about this new creation. Okay, never before in history has every believer, and I say every believer in the church age, even the little boys and girls, and then the older people, of course, every believer has been indwelt simultaneously, means at the same time, by God the Father, God the Son, and by God the Holy Spirit.
在历史上从来没有过圣父、圣子和圣灵同时居住在一个，就进驻到一个信徒之中。Okay,
so as part of the new creation, and God is saying, this person is the complete package. And this person is representing God on earth.
所以呢，作为这个教会时期的一个信徒呢，历史上从来没有一。 这样的一个就是神就给了我们一个完整的神的package，圣父、圣子跟圣灵一起进驻到我们里面来，所以我们就是很完整的去代表了完整的全部神的所有的面向。One
thing my pastor has said, and we need to understand this, is that for a believer, for a Christian, to live the spiritual life and to grow properly, you need to understand that we're involved in the angelic conflict.
所以作为一个这个信徒，基督的信徒，我们必须知道，我们其实是天天都在面对属灵的征战。Yeah,
I really think if Christians are not taught about the angelic conflict, they really can't understand their true purpose in life.
如果一个基督徒他不理解属灵的征战的话，他完全不会理解他为什么要活在这个世界上。And
when we're in here in here in Taiwan in 2020, and we spend the whole year, if not more than ten months, I think.
No, almost 11 months.
11 months, okay.
Yeah.
Teaching.
Complete.
Okay, and teaching about the angelic conflict.
所以像在那个Tim他在2020年呢，几乎整年在台湾教的主题都一直就是完整的都在谈的是属灵的征战。
It's a doctrine or subject that actually needs to be taught to new believers. See, a lot of pastors, if they do understand it, they might have studied about it, but I think they're scared to teach it to their congregations because it's too advanced, perhaps.
很多的教会呢，牧师他不太愿意去教导属灵征战这个事情，因为他们认为这个或许太高端了。
Right, and of course, you know, they'll throw out phrases like, you know, we need to fight against Satan, or we need to stand fast against Satan, and we can pray that Satan doesn't come and ruin your lives. But they're not really explaining about the angelic appeal trial.
就是很多牧师他很可能会讲说啊，我们有点像喊那个宣言一样，说我们要跟这个撒旦对抗，我们要跟魔鬼对抗，哈，我们不要让他侵占我们，哈。但是他们其实并没有真正去谈到，在属灵上面会有的天上法庭发生的事。Yeah.
This is a courtroom situation. That's why we need to understand that the legal terms. And we need to look at it from a mental aspect, not an emotional aspect. We need to look at things through a thinking process.
我们必须要理解，这个天上法庭这件事情是随时在发生，而这个天上法庭发生的事情，它其实跟我们的脑子里面在想什么会有实质的相关。Yeah,
Christians can be very emotional. Oh, we're fighting against Satan and we're on the side of Jesus and we're going to be victorious. And it can bring out a range of emotions, but that's not going to save you when you come into these times of testing.
有的时候我们好像很火热，作为一个基督徒说啊，我们要跟这个撒旦 征战呢，我们要得胜有余啊，念这些标语，但是这种常常都是沦入这个所谓情感情的一个激情之中，但实际上这件事情它不是一个激情可以处理的事情，它其实是一个非常理性思维的状态。
And now if you remember from what we studied about the doctrine relating to the angelic appeal trial, we break up history into dispensations. So every dispensation is slightly different as well. As the court trial progresses, we have different dispensations.
而且呢，我们还要理解啊，这个就是我们曾经讲过，这个整个不同的圣经时期都有，其实这个天上法庭的举办状况跟他的在处理的事件状况也都不一样。
So, for example, in the Garden of Eden, we have a certain command to Adam and Eve, and they had their spiritual resources. And when that part of the trial was finished, then we move into the next part of the trial. And God gives new information, and then there's new rules.
其实从这个亚当夏娃的时代，就是伊甸园的时代，然后到了这个时代等等，每一个时代的基督徒，神都有给他们不同的指令。那这个不同的指令就变成是他们在那个环境下要面对的天堂法庭的一个测试。所以当你过了那个时代，到了下一个时代的时候，神又给了新的指示，所以那个新的指示里面就好像是成为天堂法庭的这个律法，所谓审判的一些规范规则。所以不同时期的人，我们接受到的属灵的资源不一样，那属灵资源就很像我们可以去征战的武器，所以不同的时期有不同的神给我们不同的属灵资源，就给了我们不同的武器来跟撒旦做抗争。
There's revelation. Revelation means God revealing. It does change. It gets more progressive. But there are principles that have remained the same since the garden as well.
所以呢，在不同时期有不同的启示，但是呢，这些不同的启示要我们去实现，或者是要我们去征战，但它都有同样的一个原则。
Yeah. What remains the same is that man always has his free will.
这个原则就是呢，我们人类永远都有自由意志。
And man is going to be given commands, or in the garden, it was just one command, but he's given commands by God. Will you obey me or will you not?
然后呢，在这个自由意志之下呢，你要决定神给你的指令，你要不要服从？
Yeah.
你要不要遵从？所以在伊甸园的时候，他的指令只有一个，不要去吃分辨三恶树的那个果子。那结果他们就失败了，就吃了。然后不同的时期，神就，其实是好像那个指令是越来越多，越来越大。Seems like the later people has a bigger command, right?
That's right.
More complicated command.
But actually, with the exception of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, Satan is always free to test the people as well. So this is something else we have to consider. Satan is also coming down, and God is saying, okay, you can test this person, or you can test that person.
在这几千年的历史中，很明显的，撒旦他都被给予一个权利，就是呢，他可以来测试我们人类。
Yeah. And I say with the exception of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, because when Jesus Christ comes back after the 7-year tribulation, you remember we have the rapture, you have the 7-year tribulation, and then Jesus Christ comes back, Satan and all the demon angels will be locked up. So they don't have a role in the angelic appeal trial for 1,000 years.
而这些撒旦跟他的那些罗罗门，就那个三分之一的堕落天使们，这个现在在世界上各地串逃的，应该说在控制这个世界的那一群，到了将来呢，就是我们耶稣要再来的时候呢，会有一个千禧年。那个千禧年的那一千年呢，是会这个撒旦跟他的罗罗门是会被关起来的。所以为什么大家都说耶稣再来以后呢，会有千年的千禧年，那个禧字是一个代表的是一个非常平安的日子，那个时候呢，就会变成，我们就不需要再被测试，但是在那之前，我们天天都在被撒旦 引诱、诱惑、欺骗、测试。
Now for that 1,000 years, every believer is still going to be a witness to God's faithfulness, but it's going to be under slightly different circumstances. See, God is saying to Satan, well, if you weren't around, this is the perfect environment that we can have without religion.
To Satan.
See, Satan made the world a mess. Satan wanted to say, I can be the ruler of the world.
Right.
And he's made a big mess of it all the way through history, right?
Right.
So when you get to the 1,000 years and Satan's locked up, then God is going to say, this is how it needs to be done.
其实呢，因为这个所谓的天上把柄，真的是谁在跟谁互相在证明什么？是撒旦跟神的一个对峙。所以呢，当这几千年来，撒旦都在管辖这个世界的时候，把整个世界弄得一团糟，然后呢，最后呢，就证明了撒旦输了。可是呢，神还是要来证明，没有撒旦后。 没有撒旦的那一团乱的那些罪，这个世界是可以怎么样被治理的？所以那个1,000年的千禧年，就是神在用他的方法，是耶稣来掌权来做治理，给撒旦看说，哦，其实这样才是对的。
Yeah, I just use it as an example to show how the different dispensations are different because God is presenting evidence from different concepts.
所以呢，刚刚举例呢，只是要让大家理解呢，神在不同时期都会有不同的方法来证明，啊，什么是对的。
Just like in a court case, you know, if the judge is trying to prove that the defendant is wrong, he's going to bring in evidence from different things, and then you have the lawyers and the attorneys, and everybody's presenting different information, using different methods to try to prove is the person guilty or are they innocent.
这个很像，为什么要这样呢？这个就是说，天上法庭就跟我们现在地上的法庭是一样的。这个法官为了要证明这个坏人是有罪的，他要用各种的事证来证明，同时会有什么律师，会有这个检察官，都要提出各种事证。那法官呢，就会也会叫出各种证人来，好来互相这个做这个判例，各种把各种。 各种案例都拿出来做证明，那所以这个在天上法庭所发生的事情，就是我们现在天天在生活里面我们在做的事情。And
the church age is what we call intensive, very intensive, because we have Satan and his demons have a lot of freedom. But we see the world today, and especially with the technology, you talk about your son becoming influenced by Nazism through TikTok. Yeah, that wouldn't have happened even 30 years ago. So there is so much evil information out there. And so God has to give, in the church age, you know, right from the beginning as well, with even newer technologies, in the church age, we need something to give us the extra defense, the extra resources we need to fight against Satan.
而现在的这个时代，你会看到的是更多的乱象，尤其在这个科技之下，我们的很多讯息，尤其是这种撒旦讯息，它更快速的可以传递给我们的孩子们、年轻人们，用各种方法把很多错误的观念、价值观都送到他们脑袋里面来。所以在这个21世纪，我们基督徒需要更不一样的属灵资源，也就是属灵的武器，来对抗这些非常强大的
To have God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit in us should be very encouraging for Christians. It's like, you know, God is giving us the full armor of everything that we could need, all the encouragement we need to keep moving in the spiritual life. And we say in the face of all odds, like when everything is against us.
So, you know, we're in this 21st century, 我们要很感谢我们有圣父、圣子及圣灵进驻我们的心灵，让我们能够去，因为他们的进驻，让我们可以对抗世界这么多黑暗龌龊的一些状态。
Okay, now we'll just finish off these last couple and then we can finish today. So I'll go through these pretty quickly now. The next verse, the next line here says, never before in history has a body of believers received all its instructions in writing, the completed canon of Scripture.
我们这个教会时期的信徒还有一个非常棒的一个这个特权呢、啊，就是过去的信徒从来没有过书面这么完整的圣经正典，可以当做我们每天可以查看的书面的指示。
Okay, so we have those 66 books of the Bible. So increasing from the Old Testament, they used to have like 39 books. And then we get another 27 books, which is revelation from the Holy Spirit to the apostles. And then now we can study that.
因为我们现在有66卷书，在旧约时期呢，他们的信徒只有39卷书。然后我们现在有66卷书，就我们又多了27卷书，可以，这些都是神经由圣灵去启发那些作者得到的，他们得到的启示，然后留下来的文字的记录。
Yeah, and not only that, remember the Holy Spirit gave certain men the gift of pastor teacher. So even when the apostles were gone, and you know, we move on through history, the Holy Spirit is using men if they're prepared, if they're ready, to present doctrine for the congregation. And this is coming from the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God.
所以那些作者或者是说耶稣当时直接的那些门徒们他们在当时所做所言都被记录下来，然后即使他们现在已经都离世了，但是因为圣灵与我们同在，他可以，圣灵就可以教导我们从这样的圣经正典里面要让我们真的理解的事情。
OK, now, some people, some pastors, and like when you look at the Catholic Church, had a big influence, and their leaders of the Catholic Church, they were quite evil in presenting the doctrines, using their power and their lust for money. They corrupted the scriptures, and then they taught things which weren't from the Word of God.
但是我们也知道在这个天主教的这个状态是他们并没有非常好的去把这个圣经教导给信徒哈，所以他们为了，甚至在旧时期的那些天主教还要人很多很多钱去所谓买赎罪券啊等等的这些做法呢，其实是非常非常龌龊的。
Yes, and it wasn't until the Protestant Reformation with Martin Luther that started about
1519,
I think it was.
500 years ago.
Yeah, so with the Protestant Reformation,then things started to come back to how they should have been from the old, you know, the times of Jesus.
好，一直到马丁路德，就是16世纪，就500年前呢，他才把整个的基督教重新整顿。好，他本来是一个天主教的神父，然后他就完全的这个把这个恶习，天主教的恶习要打破。好，所以重新的有了这个新教的这个开启。
And people like Martin Luther, we have John Calvin and Zwingli as well, they're very famous theologians at that time in the Reformation. They did a lot of help, but still their theology wasn't perfect. It still took 200 or 300 years for the theology to start becoming more concise or more accurate.
但是呢，马丁路德那个时候呢，他所得到的启示还是不够完整的。那后面还有很多的这些圣经学者哈。然后他们在后来的两三百年逐渐让这个神学的概念变成是一个 很完全的一个比较完整的一个状态。
It's only been in the last maybe 100-150 years when theologians really started to develop what we call systematic theology, and they were teaching that and the application. That's when we're starting to get much more accurate doctrine.
那在过去的100到150年到100年之间呢，这个所谓的系统神学的建立啊，才让现在的整个神学的教育变成是非常完整，而且是真正是比较回复到当年耶稣基督在教导我们的。
Yeah, but there's still a lot of false theology out there, but that just goes to show, you know, it's a perfect example of the devil's world, and a lot of false denominations or cults like the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and things like that.This is all just evidence we're in the devil's world.
这个世界毕竟还是在这个撒旦的手中，所以呢，也有非常多的那种假神学，错误的一个带领，一些就所谓比较异端的，像这个耶和华， 见证人啊，或者摩门教啊什么，它里面都有一些非常就是偏颇的一些神学概念，还是在这边企图要错误的引导，想要跟着耶稣基督学习的人。
Yeah, but even in the Christian and Protestant churches, what we call like mainstream churches, you know, there's a lot of false theology creeps in. Or, for example, like I said, they're not teaching about the angelic appeal trial. They should be doing things like that.
即使是比较正统的基督教派里面，还是会有一些为了要让大家听起来比较舒服，就会很多比较严格的一些神学就不敢去教导，所以就变成了比较像有一些那什么称之为成功神学啊，什么很恩典派的神学啊等等，都是要大家好像多吃糖啊，就不讲比较硬的、比较管教性的一些话语。
Yeah, well, a lot of churches are not really teaching like we could call faith alone and Christ alone. They're teaching a works-based gospel. And they teach the gospel, but then they talk about you need your works to prove that you can go to heaven.
然后那还有一些教会呢，在教导的时候呢，他们没有以因信称义为主要的精神，而把很多的这个教会的事工当作希望他的这个教友们多做事工才能得到入天堂门票的这种错误的概念，拿来在那边传讲。
Okay, so yeah, there's challenges for the church as well, but there's also a great opportunity for those that really want to study the doctrine that's available.
这个对教会来讲，就是我们在学习上面都是一些挑战，但是我们要理解的就是，当你愿意学习的时候，你还是最后圣灵会帮助你去分辨什么是对的。
Okay, we'll just finish with a summary line. This is like a conclusion, I guess. So never before in history has so much personal responsibility been delegated to every believer as in the church age.
所以呢，对于教会时期的这些基督徒来讲呢，这是在有史以来从来没有这么多的责任被委托到我们身上。
Okay, so that's enough for today.
好，这就是今天我们要先传讲的部分。
Okay, any questions?
有没有问题？
Let's have them do it, people. Anybody online with questions? Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's bow our heads.
Okay.
Father, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to study your word. We give thanks that through learning these things, we can have a greater understanding of the privileges and also the responsibilities that you've given to us.
今天的学习让我们理解到我们有多少的特权跟责任是你给我们的。
We pray that as we provide positive volition, as long as we're enthusiastic to learn your word, that you're going to do everything you can for us in order that we can complete the spiritual life.
但我们知道只要我们的热情好如洗，天天都是热情的在追求这个正向的这个意志，我们对着你所教导的，我们都是可以得到，并且可以面对我们的每天生活的选择。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所以我们要感谢天父，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.In class.
No, we don't talk about this anymore.
Okay.
I mean, this is a very simple question.
Okay.
Just separate them into three.
Okay. Well, you understand things. It, so you can explain. I don't need to.
No. You say it.
Okay. So
I translate.
Okay. So salvation has nothing to do with the court case regarding the personal spiritual life of the believer.
好，我们先要理解啊，就是这个所谓的天上法庭。跟这个所谓的救恩其实是没有关系的，就是当我们信了耶稣基督之后，我们得到了救恩。但是我们刚刚讲说，天上法庭天天在开庭，跟那个救恩是毫无关系的。
Yeah, and then when you become a believer, like we said today, you get the spiritual assets. Now you can develop a sense of God's righteousness. You can develop your spiritual life.
当我们成为一个基督徒之后，我们就得到了救恩。这个救恩呢，其实就是说，那就是我们进天堂的那一张票。但是呢，我们作为一个基督徒，每天还是要想办法让我们的属灵生命可以成长。
And through your spiritual growth, now you can become an effective witness.
因为呢，当我们的属灵生命越来越成熟之后呢，我们就可以成为 天上法庭里面可以作证的成熟的证人。
And you're producing spiritual fruit.
而我们同时呢，就会生成这个所谓属灵的果实，酒果。
Now, because you obey God, and because you're living the spiritual life, and you're glorifying God, you're going to be rewarded.
而当你在这个属灵生命越来越成熟，你的这个属灵的果实越结越丰盛的时候呢，你将会被神奖赏。
And that happens at what we call the Bema Throne Judgment. The Bema Throne is only for believers. They use the word judgment, but it's not judgment. It's like a valuation. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Corinthians 5:10. And then there's this one here.
林多后书,
and in Romans 14:10.
五章十节跟罗马书的十四章十节。
This is for the believers only.
这些都是只给这个基督徒的。
Yeah, only for the believers, because the unbelievers will not be there. They'll be down in the Hades, in the prison.
好，所以请我们看一下哥林多后书的五章十节跟罗马书的十四章十节，因为这两节经句都是为了基督徒而
而。And you see, so why are you judging your brother, meaning your Christian? Because all the brothers and the Christians will be at the Bema throne. This is not the great white throne.
哦，不是大宝的宝座 ，Bema throne 是什么 ？How to translate Bema?
Evaluation or the presentation awards.
Bema Throne 是那个评估宝座，不是大白宝座。Throne.
Yeah, Bema Throne.
Bema, how to spell?
B-E-Y-M-A.
Okay. Bema Throne.
Yeah. And the same event happened in 1 Corinthians 3:12-15. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3:12-15. These are verses all for the believers only.It's the same event, the same event in all these three verses.
刚刚讲了两个经句，它第三个经句是哥林多前书三章十二到十五节，也这也是只是给基督徒的。
Yeah, and the unbelievers, they're going to be judged at the great white throne judgment. That's at the very end of human history. We're going to be judged at the end of the church age.Right, so that's after the rapture, but the unbelievers are going to be brought up before the throne, the great white throne.
所以呢，就在我们基督徒的那个评估时间是当耶稣要来的时候，我们会被提嘛？那个时候就会给我们这个所谓评估的这个状态。可是呢，非信徒呢，会到整个世界结束的时候，就是 after the millennium, right?
That's right.
就是千禧年之后，然后非基督徒就会全部被带到大白宝座前去被最后的一次的审判，然后就要送到火湖去。
And you cannot get those two mixed up because it's very confusing. You think, why are the believers going to the lake of fire? You know, if you get them confused up, you think the believers are going to the lake of fire. That doesn't make sense.